Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Edge of Hero podcast here, December 2023. I have today with me Neha Nair and Griffin Brown from Indian Hill Middle School. Welcome. Thanks for being here. There we go. We'll get some giggles and laughs out of the way. So both of you are here, and I was telling you before this podcast started, right? Like, don't worry. Everybody in America is going to listen to what you think. And whether you know it or not, like, lots of people don't know what a middle school experience in schools is like anymore. So it's really important to hear from people who are cool, calm, and collected. And both of you kind of share a little bit of that. Neha, tell us a little bit, right? It's swim season. Mm-hmm. You're into swimming. I always tell people winter sports is the longest season in the school year. Mm-hmm. What does that do, and how does it change your schedule as you move forward?
I mean, with swim, it's just like a lot more hours, you know. You have to practice like almost every day, so I guess that takes up a lot of your time.
And you're fueling your body all the time, because when you're swimming, you're using your whole body, right? Mm-hmm. So like, what's your kind of go-to snack when it's time to like replenish and you get to kind of have what you want? Is there something that's like your favorite?
I mean, Gatorade or like G Fuel.
Okay, so you're getting those fluids back. What about like when it's time to like munch, snack, and like get what you need? Like, what's your favorite meal?
Meal?
Yeah.
I guess ramen, to be honest.
Yeah, okay, ramen. That's popular, right? Like, I think that's how my kids are getting through college right now. Griffin, what about you? Like, you're always on the move. I see you a lot with the sports media, which we're going to get into in a few minutes, but like, what's your go-to? Is it, are you like a Skyline guy, or like what is it that you crave?
I really like Skyline.
So you hit that weekly?
Around. Whenever my dad goes, I like to go with him.
And what's your like kind of standard order?
I just get a three-way.
Okay, there you go. Like Cincinnati, born and raised, right?
Yeah.
When you are watching these athletes, and I know that you have a lot of interest in this because you're doing a lot with the sports media and you've been kind of getting into this. I see you on the sidelines. When you're watching it and trying to capture it, like, what's your impression of our student athletes here at Indian Hill?
I think that we have a lot more talent that's not really talked about in like other like media people. I think that this basketball season we could win the CHL, we could go pretty far in the state tournament. We look really good out there.
And you're getting to see performance through a different lens, no pun intended, but you're trying to capture it. So as you're watching somebody swim or play football or, you know, lacrosse, what is it you're trying to capture?
I'm trying to capture the emotion and a good play for everyone to see.
Why? Like, what does that do for people?
It's good for social media for the school. It's good to grow with the athletes, with coaches, so they can have film.
Yeah, the film, especially for athletes who are trying to capture their own careers now, with social media has really blown up, right? So going through middle school or high school, as you start to become a competitive athlete and you think about your own future, having somebody capture some of that is pretty cool. And when you get a great hype photo or some emotion captured in a photo, that's pretty neat. Now, emotion is a big deal in swimming, Neha. Like, right? Like, you're underwater, but everybody else around you is screaming and yelling and trying to build. Why is that so important in a sport like swimming when you're in the pool?
I mean, like, just in general with sports, just like the fans and just people constantly cheering you on can often help people, especially when you get super tired. You need to push through. That's always something to build off of to just keep you going, you know. You gotta make them proud, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that motivation, and mm-hmm. and if you pick up on that as the athlete, maybe it gives you a little extra oomph as you're moving along. It's kind of neat. Now, competition is happening in your buildings in another way. I know that Project Lead the Way is a big deal. STEM, to most of the people out in our community, STEM learning is a big deal. And we're trying to work on these things that are problem-based in schools a lot now. So what does that mean to you as a student? Like, Neha, when you think about STEM learning or problem-based learning, what is the attraction?
Well, I feel like especially in like middle school and high school, even in like elementary, learning things like STEM and getting involved with these sort of things can sort of help you figure out maybe what career pathways you'd want to take in the future, see what you like, what you don't like, and things like that.
So career pathways, like most people would be like, wait a minute, you're a seventh grader. What are you talking about, right? But like, what you're saying is it's helping you to decide what you don't like and maybe what you do like.
Mm-hmm.
And how has it impacted you? Because I think one of the big things out there in society that we're all, the adults are always talking about is women in these roles and leadership mm-hmm. in these roles. How does it play a role for you?
I mean, like, especially since, like, I think that's the STEM sort of field is very much, like, men populated, so having like women in STEM is definitely a really, really big thing, especially since there are so many women who do like such impactful things for STEM. So being more involved with STEM sort of things at school can definitely inspire more people, girls, whoever, to get more involved, to, you know.
What is it you like the best? Is it the robotics piece and the competition? Is it the activity and the engineering thinking? Is it the how the math and the curriculum intersect with these things? Or what's your interest level?
Well, it's really like everything. First of all,
that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. First of all, you do a lot of problem-based things, so you use a lot of brain power, which can help a lot. Also, just the community, like. The teacher's great, the kids in the class are great, you have a lot of like great minds that think alike to sort of build something that's like really great, you know?
So breaking something down, analyzing a problem, then trying mm-hmm. to build it or fix it or put the puzzle together, you find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Griffin, I know that this is like, again, back to a little bit of a different topic, but I think a lot of people don't understand, like, even what we're doing right now, what's going on behind the scenes of producing things and building things. You seem to have a lot of that creative energy, too. So what is it you like about this idea of broadcasting and production and media?
Well, I like that aspect of it, that, like, a lot of people are going to see it, and it can get, you can get into, like, good, better colleges, because if you want to be a broadcaster professionally and you do it, like, here and you just like start like you just keep going, start young, keep going.
So you're not just watching a football or basketball game to watch the game, you're also analyzing who's producing and doing this whole event, right? And you're thinking about that already. Is that an interest that developed over time, or that now that you're getting a chance to do it, it's developing in you?
I think it developed over time. I was just like younger and I couldn't really do it, and I would think I would break the camera. So now that I'm more mature, I don't think I'd break the cameras.
Okay. I think you're going to learn a lot of things as you mature in media and productions. So, Neha, you mentioned before this idea of career pathways, which, mm-hmm. again, we talk about in schools all the time, but to the person out on the street, right, or a parent who doesn't really know and has younger children entering Indian Hill, this idea of you could look at different careers in different ways and how you can do them through a course mm-hmm. or an activity like a robotics competition, then over time kind of becomes part of your language.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're here in middle school, and soon you're going to be transitioning mm-hmm. to high school. What's something that you've been able to do the last couple of years that you wish you could have learned or started sooner? Is there something that pops into your head when I ask you that question in terms of your experience as a student, whether it be related to Project Lead the Way or media or not?
I feel like being able to maybe start doing like Project Lead the Way or like STEM-based activities when you're in elementary school probably would have been a lot more helpful. Getting a good idea for the things, like for these sort of things when you're younger is really helpful, not just for career pathways, just to figure out what you love, you know what I mean? So that you can do what you want to do, help people with these sort of things, you know?
And as you look ahead to high school, is there something in this kind of like these courses and program offerings and classes at the high school you might take that interests you?
Don't have quite an idea right now, but there are so many classes, I'm sure, that I wouldn't have a problem choosing what to choose.
And maybe us helping you figure some of that out so you know what the opportunities are would be great too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Griffin, when you think about it, something you could have experienced in school sooner than middle school, is there something that popped into your mind?
I think more of like engineering and like hands-on stuff in automation and robotics. I'm taking in 8th grade. I think we should start that in like 6th grade maybe, just so we can just start seeing if kids like it, because it's, I enjoy the class a lot. A lot of people enjoy it, and you just like get to build robots.
But it's kind of your first exposure in terms of a course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now, obviously, the people you've worked with have had an impact on you over the last couple of years and in the things that we just talked about. When you think back about your whole experience in school to date, right, there's a lot of teachers you've come in contact with. Is there somebody, Neha, that you would say, like, oh, man, I'm never going to forget the impact this teacher has had on me, and maybe explain who that is and why why they kind of rank up there for you?
Well, I haven't. I only came to Indian Hill last year, and I will say I think Mr. Keith and Mrs. Cook probably are, like, some of the best teachers I've ever had. They both are, like, have such a profound love for learning, and you can tell with the way they teach, especially Mrs. Cook. She really goes back and helps her students individually. She makes sure that the classroom environment is super fun and light. Same with Mr. Keith, using humor and all. And so you just feel like you can learn and just have so much fun in the class, you know?
Fun and learning together. I love hearing that. That's great. And Griffin, when you think about someone who's had an impact or influence on you, who would you point it to?
I would also say Mr. Keith. He's a social studies teacher, and I did not really enjoy social studies a lot for, like, in elementary school and all. I just thought it was boring. But now, after I had him, 2 years ago, I've enjoyed social studies a lot more, and I've been focusing a lot more, and my grades have been better.
That's great. Love to hear that. And again, as you move through your career, right, you're going to get exposure to all of these different adults and teachers, and that's part of the game of school, right, as you learn to cope with all these different personalities, but hopefully that they're influencing you and your thinking and then giving you a chance to succeed as a student, of course, in something that you're passionate about. What's an activity or an event that you look to, right, that you say, oh, I can't wait to do this in middle school at Indian Hill, or it's something you got to do maybe with your classmates or peers? Is there a field trip or an activity or something that maybe I wouldn't know about that you go, oh, that was just so much fun, I got to do that with my classmates? When you, like, if you're looking back on your experience the last year or two, like, is there something that stands out in your mind, Griffin?
So I went on, like, a media team field trip a couple weeks ago. We went to the University of Cincinnati Bearcats. Like, we toured their athletic facilities and stuff. And I was really looking forward to that for, like, the months before, as I knew about it. And we learned a lot about camera broadcasting and a lot about cameras, what cameras they use, how they control it, and all of that stuff.
Cool.
So I'd say if you're into, like, the sports media stuff, even if you're into just media, that you should, like, join the media team and try to go on one of those field trips.
You're recruiting already. I like it. That's great. Neha, I know you haven't been here as long as you said, but you can compare your past school experience now to Indian Hill. Like, what stands out about Indian Hill that makes you happy to be a student here or that you look to?
Well, a big difference is I felt like in other schools that I've been to is that, like, it's very much, like, you only have to listen to what the adults have to say. The teacher's always right. But I feel like here, students actually can have a voice and, like, oh, I learn better by doing this. And teachers will actually listen and use that feedback so that you feel like your learning environment is just very light and nice and makes it just really easy for you to learn and grow. And the teachers are great. They always, like, make sure that you know what you're doing, you know, help you revise, and, you know, that's really, really helpful.
That's great to hear, and that dialogue can be really powerful, right, between you and the adults that you're getting to know and that you can trust. So recently the PTO helped sponsor a program that was put on, and I think there were assemblies in the buildings that kind of had to do with this idea of being a good digital citizen and growing up in this environment you both have grown up in, right, where devices and technology are just really a part of your life, and how you navigate that as a young adult learning and making sure your values represent you the right way. When you all think about that, right, I'm sure you have opinions that adults probably think A, about how you use social media or technology, and you probably think B. What would you want the adults to know about out there that they can trust you with this stuff? Like, what would you say, Griffin?
I'd say that you can, like, create a lot of great things on just on the interweb with your all of your digital footprint and stuff. You can edit stuff. You can sometimes, a lot of kids use it to just, like, they study for like 3 hours and then they just go on their phone for like 30 minutes to just like
decompress.
Yeah, decompress.
You can kind of build your own footprint as you go. What do you think, Neha? Like, there's a lot out there, right, that adults try to understand about how students and children mm-hmm. digest this stuff. Mm-hmm. How do you look at it?
So I understand that a lot of adults didn't really grow up in the age with all this social media and whatever. So I understand that because you don't know about something, you often make up things in your head about it. So I feel like a lot of adults think that people are just so addicted, and it can be addicting, but there are so many benefits. Like, you can, like, for example, like he was saying, you can use it to decompress, or there are so many online resources that you can use, like study materials and books. And I know a lot of times, because people often tend to share their life on social media, you can find people who are like you, find people to connect with. And I think that social media has a lot of benefits. It has its cons, but I feel like the benefits can overlook the cons as long as you're careful. You know.
And how is it that somebody your age is careful or tries to balance that with like the real world in your day-to-day life? Like, how do you create your own curbs or your own like boundaries with technology? What do you do at your age?
Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing is, I know a lot of people have like restrictions on their phone. For those who don't, I guess the best thing is just to not be on social media for too long. Make sure you get a good dose of just being outside, talking with friends. You know, there are many things you can do besides being on your phone, but being on, there's no harm for being on it for a limited amount of time.
What about you, Griffin? How do you create that kind of balance?
So I put like screen time on my phone, so I can only be on my phone for 2 hours a day. So I like to play outside. I like to just play football with my friends, do stuff like that.
Yeah, so those are great strategies, what you're both saying and how you're approaching it. Again, I just think it's important for all of us to understand that you think about these things too, right? And it's not really a one-way conversation then, it's a two-way conversation. So let's kind of wrap up with something that you look forward to. The new, I kind of joke about the Starship Enterprise, right? The new Indian Hill Middle School is going to open on January 11th. What do you look forward to about that, or do you look forward to that?
Definitely do look forward to it. Do not like being in the mods. It's very small.
The mod squad. You've been a great member of the mod squad.
But the mods, they're okay. But I'm glad that we'll finally be able to be in a very spacious environment. I feel like now that we'll have a lot more space, and we'll be able to just like have a better time learning, and all the teachers are super excited. They were saying that it looks great from what I've been hearing, so I'm very excited for
that.
You're
gonna get to see it soon.
Yes.
Griffin, what do you look forward to?
I look forward to like the new experiences that we're gonna have. She covered a lot of it. I was in the mods for years. They're not the best. And I was also in the elementary for an extra year, because that was not the best either. And now that all the middle school is going to be in the same building, you can do like collaboration between grades, and assemblies will be a lot easier.
Yeah, and you're going to be the first eighth graders to open and graduate from this middle school, Griffin. Your class and your group has been through a lot the last few years, right? Everybody off campus, moving around different buildings, coming and going, and now you have this chance to kind of unify and bring these new houses together at the middle school, which is kind of a concept that's developing, I think, for all of you. So I hope that you're really excited, and I think you're going to get to see it soon yourselves. I want to thank you both for joining the EduHero podcast today. It was so great to be with some cool, calm, collected cats like you. And I look forward to hearing what you're doing. And we'll probably see you again when you're in high school.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Have a great day.